Standing in for Rifilo and Pakanyane.
This is 702 Weekend Breakfast
with Gugs Mthlungu.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
92.7
and 106 FM.
It's 6 minutes before 8 o'clock at the top of the hour. We'll get into your very latest eyewitness news. And then in our profile interview for this week, very excited, we'll be chatting to radio and TV presenter Andy Maqondwana. She will be our guest between 8 and 9. But right now, time to chat film review. We're joined on the line by resident film critic Gail Edmonds. Gail, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Good.
Good to have you on the show, as always. So we're looking at Anatomy of a Scandal. Netflix keeps suggesting it. They keep saying I might like this, but I haven't watched it yet. But you've watched it.
Yes, I have. I have watched it. It's my favorite format, which is 6 to 8 episodes. It's 6 episodes in this case. I don't like anything longer. I haven't got the commitment in me. So it's 6 episodes. It is based on a 2018 book written by Sarah Vaughan, and it's got Sienna Miller in it, and I haven't seen her for a while. I always think of her as an actress who made her sort of play in the mid-2000s in like Layer Cake and Elfie and Casanova, you know, those films.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to see her in this. She plays a very, very privileged woman, wife to a rising member of parliament in England. He's played by Rupert Friend, who you'll have seen here and there about. He's one of those actors who's got a very familiar face. He was in Homeland. He's been in Young Victoria. And they're living a charmed life. They have this fabulous home. They have these perfect children. They, you know, all the sort of trimmings of a entitled and privileged life, and it all comes crashing down when he's caught out having an affair with one of his staff, and she's Olivia. She's played by Naomi Scott. Fans of Disney will remember her as Princess Jasmine in the live action version.
Mm-hmm.
And then things really unravel when it becomes clear that the young woman Olivia has actually laid a charge of rape. And so it becomes a courtroom drama with Sienna Miller's character on the one side sort of getting to grips with this husband that she thought she had found the sort of golden goose in. And then Michelle Dockery, who everyone will remember as Mary Crawley from the Downton Abbey series, she is the barrister who takes on prosecuting the case. And she becomes very pivotal to the story for her own reasons. And it's actually a very engaging series. It's written by David E. Kelly, who is, of course, the king of the legal drama from these days in L.A. Law, Ally McBeal, Boston Legal. So it has a lot of pedigree. It's sort of a story of privilege, consent. It's very gripping. And if I had to have a criticism, I would say that one of the things that ends up happening is that the victim becomes a little lost
mm-hmm.
in the story. It is sort of written as the women around the scandal, which is a nice angle. The wife, the prosecutor, the defender as well is a female barrister, and the sort of politicians are generally slimy anyway, and Rupert Friend. You're not quite sure, is he slimy or is he, but I think that it doesn't give anything away to say that he's definitely not on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, but it's actually very engaging. It's one of those shows you can sort of sit and watch the full 6 episodes. They're about 40-odd minutes each, so they're not a full hour, so you don't have to give up a full day. Sort of half a day should do it. And it is I think it's quite topical always, this idea around privilege, around entitlement, around people who believe that they are above others,
mm-hmm.
the questions of consent. And it does play out as quite a tense drama with a good couple of twists and turns that you may or may not see coming, depending on how sharp-eyed you are.
And do you need to have read the Sarah Vaughan book to make sense of the show?
No, I'd never heard of the book, and I made complete sense of the show. I didn't actually realize it was based on a book. And it's interesting because when you look it up, there's lots of people asking if it's a true story. And in actual fact, it probably most likely is a true story over and over again, I suspect, sadly.
So is this a show for adults only? It does sound like the themes are quite adult, so it's not something you'd be watching with the kids.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I wouldn't even be in the same room as the kids. It definitely is completely adult. There's a lot of adult themes in it, a lot of quite explicit scenes as well. So definitely don't watch it when the kids are around. You want to wait till after bedtime.
Mm-hmm. But it's worth the time, worth a watch?
I think so. I think on in general, despite the odd sort of criticism that we look for anyway, it's fast-paced, it keeps moving, it's well done. I thought Sienna Miller, who I've always thought of as a bit of a wishy-washy actress, was pretty good in this, actually. I was quite impressed with her holding it all together. So, yes, I think it's pretty much worth the time.
Gail, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time.